Lena Dunham attacks pro-life Americans, using faux humanist rhetoric to disguise what they truly are. By Warner Todd Houston on May 4, 2022. Hillary Clinton campaign shill and actress Lena Dunham told her fans Tuesday that what the right really wants is to take away access to birth control medicine and other rights, adding her voice to the woke outrage against the Supreme Court's looming decision overturning Roe v. Wade. The Once Upon a Time in Hollywood actor told her 2.9 million Instagram followers that her mother told her to never use the faux humanist rhetoric phrase pro-life because what that really means is anti-choice. My mother raised me never to say pro-life, because the people who call themselves pro-life are using faux humanist rhetoric to disguise what they truly are. Anti-choice, the well-known abortion activist exclaimed. Dunham went on to insist that those who are pro-life also want to take people's constitutional freedoms away. And make no mistake, if reproductive choice is denied, it is not just women and people assigned female at birth who suffer, it's everyone who has hung their hat on the idea that America is a place where we can pursue freedom in all its forms, she warned. Without offering any evidence, Dunham then spun off into the weeds of conspiracy theories to tell her followers that white cis men will next go after birth control, the rights of our trans siblings, and then will end diversity. The overturning of a constitutional right, may I repeat, constitutional right, sets the stage for access to birth control to be denied. And birth control is about so much more than reproduction, as many people are dependent on it for their health. The already limited rights of our trans siblings to be repealed, and for the ignorance of white cis men controlling a country they refuse to celebrate for its diversity to continue. Of course, the fact that Roe v. Wade could be overturned exactly on the grounds that abortion was so loosely found as a right that it is constitutionally irrelevant to the plainly incorrect. As Justice Samuel Alito wrote in the draft decision that has so alarmed Dunham and her fellow Hollywood elites. Dunham is also wrong to assume that this decision would be a stepping stone to overturn all the things she warned her readers about. Indeed, in the very draft, Justice Alito says very specifically that the decision is to be narrowly applied only to Roe and other rights cannot be affected. Dunham closed her piece urging fans to come to the support of extremist activist groups including NARAL and Planned Parenthood. Dunham has been a very loud advocate for abortion since she broke out into the public eye for her 2012 HBO series Girls. The actress and director has also so idolized women who've had abortions that she once made the creepy admission that even though she has never had an abortion, she wishes she had. I can say that I still haven't had an abortion, but I wish I had, she said during a podcast in 2016. Still, Dunham lost a modicum of her former street cred when she was seen admitting in her 2014 book that she sexually abused her own sister for years starting when the child was only 1 year old. Basically, anything a sexual predator might do to woo a small suburban girl I was trying, Dunham insisted of her treatment of her sister. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.